Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Caroline De Leon. I'm with CAB. I'm with Kalayaan Organizing. I'm with Kalayaan, a program of CAB Organizing Asian Communities. Thank you very much that everyone are enjoying the music. But today, we have a big task to do. We have a big job to do. And you all know that we have to make sure that we can think together how we can fight a real legalization. And that's why we bring all of you today. So, but there's so much more entertainment a little bit later on after, you know, we do our work. And my partner in crime is
Miguel Ramirez from Centro Hispano Buscatlan, and one of the organization's founders, member of the Immigrant Communities in Action.
So just one quick announcement. We actually have a child care provider today. And so if there's children, excuse me, hello. So if there's kids in the room, please go where is the food are, and there's a child care provider so that we can all focus and we can talk about what we have to do in terms of like fighting for just legalization for all.
We would like to thank the elected officials and the and representatives of some elected officials who are here with us today. I want to recognize Senator, New York State Senator John Savini. New York Assemblyman Jose Peralta. Councilman John Liu. And we have also representatives Ms. Andrade from Congressman Crowley. And Ms. Rodriguez representing Senator Schumer. Okay. And we have a representative also of New York State Senator Patterson.
So isn't that great? We have a lot of legislators that hopefully can bring our demand inside where is the talk is happening. So today, on behalf of Immigrant Communities in Action, which is known as also ICA, we want to welcome you all and thank you for coming and showing your support in fighting for just legalization for all. Together, we will make sure our voices will be heard locally and through Washington, D.C. Why we are here today is to claim our victories and our unprecedented resistance as an immigrant in New York City and across the country. In the last few weeks, immigrants all over the United States have been organizing to oppose all the unjust legalization that's being debated in the Congress. And so here in New York City, we're also organizing so that to make sure we can win a real legalization for all.
And we know that we are not alone. This event is one of the many events happening nationwide. Just to give you an example, and I believe it has set a precedent, the demonstration that we have in Chicago, but half million people participated in that demonstration, and that has set a precedent in the history of this country. We are saying it's enough. Not only that, we had a demonstration of 30,000 people the first week of March in Washington, D.C. Some of the people participating in this event also participated in that demonstration in Washington, D.C. And this week, 30,000 people march in Milwaukee. And according to the record, during the civil rights movement, they had a big demonstration there. But this demonstration last week was even bigger than that demonstration that they had during the civil rights movement. And today, there is a big demonstration in Los Angeles. And more are coming.
So we are here again today is because we have a big responsibility to make sure that we educate our community in terms of like what's happening inside the Congress and what kind of bill are they are trying to consider. Right now, we all know and we are all the familiar unjust bill that got passed to the House of Representatives, which is the bill number 4437. And so there's a lot of like compromise. Senator here and there are trying to compromise this bill, but the reality of the situation is the compromise is a copycat of the 4437. A lot are talking about guest worker program. And is there anyone here who are for guest worker program? Good. Because we're not for guest worker program, and that's why we are here today. Just to make clear, guest worker program is something that the current legislators wanna actually pass. But guess this program is for people outside the U.S. who are gonna come here under guest worker program, which is called Visa H5A, something like that. So basically people are gonna come through that, and it doesn't address the current undocumented immigrants in the U.S. So when they come here, immigrant communities who are undocumented are gonna be pushed underground even furthermore. And so we really have to make sure that what we are fighting here is a just legalization for all and no guest program worker plan. So on March 27, the Congress are going to come back again and they're going to consider that, right? But at the same time, what we can do as a community, we have to stay together and we have to be active to make sure that when there's a call of, you know, like action or mobilization, that you can be plugged in. And so we want to make sure that everybody sign in and that you have your contact information so that we can call you.
And we have to continue with the pressure on the Senate and the Congress because, as Caroline was saying, the bill that we have right now is not good news for the immigrant community. And here in New York, we have to keep the pressure on our elected officials because they have a big responsibility to represent the immigrant communities, all immigrants, including the so-called color immigrants, because so far we feel that we have not been represented properly. So we have to keep the pressure on and also remember many of us are citizens too, and we vote in each election, like myself, for example. And we have to watch, you know, the elected officials closely, because in November we will vote. As the people in Chicago said, today, ahora marchamos, mañana votamos. Today we are marching, tomorrow we will vote.
So we are serious people today, and that's why we invited our local and state and federal legislators to make sure that we can get their commitment in terms of like fighting for a real immigration laws that will protect everybody in this country. You know, just to give you some kind of like background from history, we know that here in the U.S., no law in regards to the right of people of color, immigrants, has changed without a massive movement in the communities demanding this change. People in power, we need to make sure that people in power right now, they will act until we win justice for all immigrants in this country. And we, again, together, we can make history. Without much further ado,
un breve anuncio para las personas que hablan español. Tenemos un pequeño problema con la traducción, la gente que tiene aparatos, pero estamos trabajando en eso.
Okay, So, actually, you're going to have to talk about... Actually, Miguel is going to talk about what is ICA and what we have been done in the last year, so that we're not just calling right now. We've been doing, we've been organizing, and for those who are not familiar with us, hope this will encourage you to get involved by learning about our victories and the mobilization that we have been part of in the last year.
I just briefly want to mention that ICA, the Immigrant Communities in Action, is a coalition who has been working since last year, January 2005. In March 5th, we put together a big event here in the neighborhood. We had a demonstration, which was a great success. And after that, we had different meetings in which we put together a platform. And on October 15, 2005, we have a big community forum here in Jackson Heights. After that, we have continued developing a strategy. And this year, we have been very active since January 2006. So this is not a coalition that is going to... We put together this coalition just for this moment, but it's a permanent coalition composed by the different immigrant community residing in Queens. The beauty of this coalition is the fact that it's not only one particular group working together, but for the first time in history, here in Queens, different communities are participating together. The Hispanic community, Filipinos, people from India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Korea, China. And this is history, and we will continue working.
We will continue working together.
Because we know that what is coming from the Senate doesn't look too good, and the only way how we are going to face this critical situation is if we stay together.
So are you ready for something big sometime soon? Hopefully we can make that announcement before we leave. Okay, today... Did you talk about victories? Okay. So actually, one more victory is that 3 weeks ago, we found out that there is actually a national call-up rally in D.C. and some kind of visit with the Congress people. And so in less than 2 weeks, we worked so hard and we are managed to bring a bus of people in D.C. And when we were there, we got a chance to speak with... a representative from Senator Hillary Clinton's office and also from Senator Charles Schumer's office. So we need to understand that these two senators are our federal representative, and so far they haven't really, you know, they're kind of like here and there, but I feel like if they are here today, they can see that majority of the people are really fighting for real legalization here. And so we were with them and talking with them about our platform stuff, where we are going to also let you know what's our deal in terms of like what we are fighting for legalization. So I guess that's about it. And I would call Yanira. No, actually I would call Uzma, and she is
from Forest Hills Community House.
Forest Hills Community House, and ICA has been active in our coalition, and she's going to present our platform for just legalization.
Can I hold this
one? Yeah, you can.
Hi, I'm Usma. I am from Forest Hill Community House. I am here to share with you Immigrants Communities in Action's platform, ICA platform. We support and call for Congress to pass genuine comprehensive immigration reform that includes the following. 1. Legalization for individual workers and families who are actively contributing to our country, and a path to legalization for future flows. No guest worker program that has no path to legal status. 2. Improval and faster family reunification opportunities for all. 3. Enforce the protection of human rights by reducing detention and deportation. ending collaboration between the DHS and public agencies, and ending deaths and abuses of migrants at the borders.
So we have to stop, make sure it's being translated, actually.
Can I make just an announcement?
Okay.
Hello, this is long.
Perdón a los que hablan español, no sirvieron el sistema de traducción, entonces yo voy a estar aquí con ella tratando lo mejor que pueda de traducir mientras... Por favor, me tienen paciencia. Gracias.
Number three, enforce the protection of human rights by reducing detention and deportation, ending collaboration between the DHS and public agencies, and ending death and abuses of migrants and the border.
El plataforma que ella está hablando va en el número 3, es enforzando la protección de los derechos humanos y reduciendo detención y deportación. Terminando la colaboración entre el DHS y las agencias públicas y poniéndole fin a muertes y abusos de los migrantes en las fronteras.
Non-compliance with the Real ID Act by New York State and the guarantee of equal access to driver's license for immigrants.
Diciéndole no a la, al Real ID Act de Nueva York y garantizando acceso de licencia de manejar para todos los inmigrantes.
Five, equal protection of labor rights of undocumented workers.
Protección para todos los derechos de labor para trabajadores indocumentados.
Thank you for your attention. Let's work together. If we work together, I am sure we can do it. Thank you.
Sí se puede. Sí se puede. Sí se puede. Sí se puede.
Okay, so we can all agree with the platform, right? Yes, cool. Okay, so the best part of our program is going to begin. So there's going to be like people testimony about their struggles as undocumented.
Okay, vamos a comenzar ahora con la parte principal del programa. Vamos a invitar a los oficiales electos a que pasen al frente para que la, nuestra gente de la comunidad presente sus testimonios.
¿Qué es lo que queremos?
Ahora. Ahora.
Okay. So I really want to chant with you too, but we will have a room for that later on. We want to make sure that all public officials will hear the struggle of undocumented people in this country and how they have been exploited and abused. So if we can invite all the public officials, we prepare a very nice table for you so that you can focus your attention and you can face our community. And yeah.
So vamos a invitarlos en este momento que pasen al frente.
El pueblo unido
jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Ang tao ang bayan ngayon ay lumalaban. Ang tao, ang bayan, ngayon ay lumalaban. We will start.
All right, everybody. So we're going to start. My name is Monami Molek, and I'm with Immigrant Communities in Action and DRUM. This is Rising Up and Moving, an organization of South Asian immigrants here in Queens. We're going to get started with the main part of today's program. We're here today to hear from the words of immigrants themselves, from families who are directly affected who will be affected if something like the Sensenbrenner bill passes, who are living every day and struggling in our communities, and they will have the chance to tell their stories. Each testimony will be a couple of minutes long. It will be translated also into Spanish, since the Spanish headsets are not working. And then after two testimonies, we're going to ask the elected officials to give their responses. We separated into four different blocks based on our platform today. And the first issue we'll have two speakers on is legalization. The second issue will be family reunification. The third will be enforcement and policing. And the last will be workers' protections. So for each issue, we'll have two testifiers. So I'm going to start by asking Francisco Rosales from Centro Hispano Cuscatlan to please come up and give his testimony on legalization.
Gente que está parada ahí atrás, tenemos algunos asientos vacíos, por favor. Las compañeras de seguridad les van a indicar. People who are standing at the back, there are some empty seats. Could you please come and sit?
Buenas tardes, señoras y señores. Mi nombre es Francisco Rosales. Soy salvadoreño, padre de tres hijos. Vine a este país en el año 1996 por motivos de la guerra en mi país, financiado por los Estados Unidos.
I'll be translating in English for him. His name is Francisco Rosales. He's Salvadorian, father of three kids. He came to the United States in 1996 because of a war in his country, backed by the United States of America.
Okay, tengo 10 años de estar en este país y no he podido conseguir mi residencia permanente. Desde estos largos años, yo he tenido que no ver a mi familia y tener pues que divorciarme de mi esposa y pasar por otros problemas y estar separado de ellos. Y también, debido a estar de no poder ir a mi país, también mi madre murió el año pasado y yo no pude estar presente en su entierro.
I have 10 years in this country and I couldn't get my legal permanent residency. Because of all these long years here without seeing my family, it has caused divorce and separation from my entire family. Also, because of this, I wasn't able to be by my mother's side when she passed away last year.
Estoy pagando mis taxes, trabajando duro para ayudar a mi familia, como también contribuyendo para la economía de este país. Y así como yo, habemos muchos que merecemos una residencia permanente y no un permiso temporal. Queremos una legalización para más de 12 millones de ilegales.
I am paying taxes, working hard to help my family, and contribute to the economy of this country. Like me, there are many people who deserve legal permanent residency, not just temporary. We want the legalization of 12 million undocumented people.
Pido a los señores senadores Schumer y Clinton que voten por una reforma migratoria que dé residencia permanente y un camino hacia la ciudadanía. Gracias.
So our next speaker, we're going to hold the questions until after these two testimonies. The next speaker is Muhammad Ali from Rock, New York, also speaking about legalization.
El próximo testimonio viene del señor Muhammad Ali. También va a hablar de la legalización. Las preguntas van a ser después de que él hable. Gracias.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Muhammad Ali. I'm from Bangladesh and I live in Queens. I'm a member of Restaurant Opportunity Center of Newark, which is Rock Newark. I have been working in this restaurant industry last 10 years. The restaurant industry plays a vital role to the Newark City's economy and the culture. We're known as a worldwide for our diverse and amazing restaurant.
Me llamo Muhammad Ali. Soy un miembro de the Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York, the Rock, New York. He estado trabajando en la industria de restaurantes por 10 años. Soy de Bangladesh y vivo en Queens. La industria de restaurantes juega una parte muy importante en la economía de Nueva York. Y estamos conocidos en el mundo entero por nuestros restaurantes.
There are 165 restaurant workers in New York City and over 15,000 food establishments. Our workforce is 70% immigrant and foreign-born, meaning that we are immigrants plays a vital role in keeping one of the city's most important industries.
Hay 165,000 trabajadores de restaurantes en Nueva York y más de 15,000 establecimientos de comida. Nuestros trabajadores son 70% inmigrantes y nacidos en el extranjero, queriendo decir que los inmigrantes juegan una parte muy importante en mantener una de las industrias más importantes en Nueva York trabajando bien.
While our industry is booming in so many ways, we're still facing some of the worst kind of violation against us as a worker. We work long hours for sometimes less than minimum wages. We face verbal and physical abuse from our bosses. And we are often doing unsafe job in cramped and overheated condition.
Nuestra industria está prosperando en muchas maneras, pero de todas maneras estamos enfrentando a algunas de las peores violaciones contra los trabajadores. Trabajamos horas largas y a veces nos pagan menos del minimum wage. Nos toca confrontarnos con abuso verbal y físico, y muchas veces estamos haciendo trabajos que son muy peligrosos y en condiciones que nadie está supuesto a trabajar en condiciones.
To many of us not receiving our rightful overtime payments, or we are forced to pay our manager a portion of our wages. In some restaurants, when we are sick, we are unable to call in and ask for sick days. In fact, in a restaurant, on 57th Street and 7th Avenue in Manhattan called Red Eye Grill. The kitchen staff is penalized $40 for each time they call in sick. 90% of us do not have health care benefit, which means that when we get sick or hurt, we have to rely on emergency room. After the firefighter, police officer, restaurant workers are the first group of the people who are in the emergency room in the New York City.
Muchos de nosotros no estamos recibiendo pago por el overtime. Estamos forzados a pagarle a nuestros managers porciones de nuestras ganancias. En algunos restaurantes, cuando estamos enfermos, no podemos llamar y pedir un día. En un restaurante en la 56 y 7 Avenida en Manhattan llamado Red Eye Grill, los que trabajan en la cocina son penalizados $40 por cada vez que llaman a decir que están enfermos. 90% de nosotros no tenemos seguro médico, que quiere decir que cuando estamos enfermos o nos pasa algo, tenemos que ir al cuarto de emergencia en el hospital. Y después de los firefighters y la policía, trabajadores de restaurantes son el segundo grupo de personas que son atendidos en el hospital.
Our industry has so many problems with legislation like the proposed Sensenbrenner and Spector bills. You cannot imagine how bad it will be for us. So many of us are already afraid to get help if we are right, our right being violated, or if we are injured on the job. With a guest worker program, we would be completely at the mercy of our bosses, which means that if I get paid less than minimum wages, I'll be too afraid to stay forward and claim my rightful wages.
Nuestra industria de restaurantes tiene muchos problemas con legalización. Como el proponido Bill de Spector y Sensenbrenner. Se no puede imaginar cómo es de difícil para nosotros. Algunos de nosotros nos da miedo cuando tenemos que pelear por nuestros derechos o si nos pasa algo en el trabajo. Con un programa de guest worker podemos estar completamente dependiendo de nuestros jefes, que quiere decir que ellos nos pueden pagar menos de minimum wage y nosotros nos da miedo poder enfrentarlos porque nos pueden quitar nuestro trabajo.
At Rock New York, we organize workers to fight against their owner if they are abusive. Right now, we have a major campaign against the Shelly Fireman Group. They own 7 fancy restaurants in Manhattan, and they are exploiting their workers. I'm trying to reach out to workers at those restaurants, and I'm encouraging them to stand up for their fights. Their money is being stolen, and they are treated so badly by the manager. It is difficult to make them believe that they will be able to organize against their bosses, but we have been very successful so far. With a guest worker program, encouraging workers to stand up for their right will be nearly impossible. If workers are totally dependent on their boss for the right to stay in this country, I feel like we won't be able to organize this worker.
En Rock NY, nosotros organizamos a los trabajadores en la pelea contra los dueños de los restaurantes. Ahorita mismo tenemos una campaña contra Shelly Fireman Group. Ellos son los dueños de muchos restaurantes en Manhattan que están explotando a los trabajadores. Yo estoy tratando de hablar con los trabajadores de esos restaurantes y darles el apoyo para que ellos puedan pelear por lo que le pertenece. El dinero, les están robando dinero y están siendo tratados muy malos por los managers. Es muy difícil hacerlos creer que con esta organización pueden obtener sus derechos, pero nosotros estamos haciendo un trabajo muy bien hasta ahora.
Okay. I think you have my paper.
Yes, sorry.
All of the last paper you got.
Abajo la explotación.
Abajo.
Abajo la explotación.
Abajo.
Sí se puede. Sí se puede. Okay, they will be too scared to come forward, even they are facing discrimination, unpaid overtime, and many other issues. The guest worker program will make our bosses believe that they can do anything to us and get away with it. In fact, we do stand up for our rights. They would not renew our license to stay in the country and send us back home being troublemaker.
Nuestros trabajadores tienen miedo de poner todo esto en público, aunque estén siendo discriminados y no les estén pagando el tiempo que les deben por overtime. El guest worker program va a hacer que los jefes tengan más derechos y que nosotros no podemos hacer nada. Si nosotros peleamos por nuestros derechos, si no peleamos por nuestros derechos, nos van a quitar la licencia de quedarnos en este país y nos van a mandar para la casa por ser inmigrantes.
With the guest worker program, this country and the politician will not recognize the importance of us immigrants and our impact on the city. Yes, I am a restaurant worker, but I am also a part of this community. If the politicians are saying that I'm only here to work, they are not recognizing that I'm also a human being. I'm trying to build a family for myself here. I'm doing business, and someday my children will need to go to school. A guest worker program would make it so that I couldn't build roots in this country, and I would only be used for my labor. This is not fair to me and to my family.
Con el programa de trabajadores huésped, este país y los políticos en él no van a reconocer la importancia de nosotros los inmigrantes y nuestro impacto en esta ciudad. Sí, yo soy un trabajador de restaurante, pero también soy parte de la comunidad. Si los políticos están diciendo que yo solamente estoy aquí para trabajar, no están reconociendo que yo también soy una persona. Yo estoy tratando de tener una familia, una vida para mi familia y para mí aquí. Estoy en negocios y algún día mis niños también necesitarán ir a la escuela. Con el programa de trabajadores huéspedes, sería imposible que yo y mi familia estableciéramos raíces en este país. Y solamente sería usado yo por mi labor. Esto no es... Gracias. Esto no es justo para mí o para mi familia. Thank you.
Ningún derecho a ningún derecho.
So I'm asking you to think a way for all my brother and sister who live and work in this country without papers for a real chance for legalization. We work hard to make this country run, and we are a vital part of this community. We need you to recognize that we are key to the city and we want a true, easy path towards legalization. Some of us have been here for more than 10 years, some of them 20 years, but still, this country not offering us chance to get our papers. It is not fair when we are proving to everyone that all we are doing is working and raising our families. So please tell the federal government that we need a way to be here with papers. And that way you are telling immigrant communities that we are important and vital. Thank you.
Les estamos pidiendo una manera que ustedes puedan darle un chance a todos nuestros hermanos y hermanas que han vivido y trabajado en este país sin papeles, un chance real para ser legales. Trabajamos duro para hacer que este país funcione bien y somos una parte muy vital de la comunidad. Necesitamos que nos reconozcan, que reconozca que somos la llave para que esta ciudad... Ay, perdón. Le estamos pidiendo una manera fácil para que nosotros podemos ser legales aquí. Algunos de nosotros hemos estado aquí 10 años hasta más de 20. Y de todas maneras este país no nos ofrece el chance que necesitamos. No es justo. Cuando les estamos demostrando a todo el mundo que estamos haciendo, lo que estamos haciendo es trabajando y manteniendo nuestras familias. Por favor, dígale a su gobierno federal que necesitamos una manera que podemos tener papeles aquí. Y haciendo eso le estamos mandando el mensaje a las comunidades inmigrantes que nosotros somos importantes y muy vitales.
So my last word is, last time we vote for you as our representative. Now your turn, sir, to show your support for immigrant people. So we're expecting from you to support us to sign the pledge here. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Lo que él acaba de decir es que ustedes votaron por los representantes y ahora están demandando que ellos muestren que están a su lado firmando el papel contra esta ley que están tratando de pasar. Gracias.
So we're going to give the elected leaders a chance to respond to some of the issues on legalization and guest worker. But before we do that, Francisco Moya, the representative from Senator Patterson, has to leave. So he's going to be the first elected official to sign the pledge on behalf of... So we want to thank Mr. Moya on behalf of Senator Patterson for signing a pledge. And the purpose of this pledge is that we know that many of your offices have been meeting with us and working with us, but as immigrant communities who are seriously under immediate threat, we want those words to translate into action. We want to make sure that we will be able to defend ourselves and our lives in the future. Thank you. So now, a few minutes of responses from the elected officials.
También quería decir muchísimas gracias por su paciencia con la traducción y voy a intentar hacer lo mejor posible para ayudar un poco más.
Thank you very much. I want to thank all of the people for coming out this afternoon because this is the only way we can send a message to Washington, D.C. that what they're doing is absolutely wrong.
Dijo que gracias por venir hoy en día, que en esta manera es la única manera que tenemos para decirles a los políticos que lo que están haciendo hoy no es justo.
I just came... Justicia, ahora! I just came from a massive rally at Federal Plaza in Lower Manhattan that had dozens and dozens of little children who miss their moms and dads because they've been taken away by our government with this policy that continues to separate families.
Acaba de venir de una manifestación en la ciudad y vio muchos niños chiquitos que han estado separados de sus padres por caso de las leyes injustas que separan a los niños de sus padres que no tienen documentos.
And you know, no worse example did we ever see than what happened just a few weeks ago when a woman who has two little boys at home, went to the Immigration Bureau and was immediately put through for deportation.
No tenemos un peor ejemplo de lo injusto de estas leyes como un caso cuando una mujer fue a la oficina de inmigración y una mujer que tiene dos hijos chicos en la casa y que cuando llegó a la oficina empezaron a deportarla.
And this woman had been here for more than 10 years.
Esa mujer estaba en este país por más de 10 años.
And we don't know exactly why all of a sudden they began to deport her that same day.
No sabemos el por qué que empezaron a deportarla ese mismo día.
The only reason that we can think of is because she was pregnant. She was expecting twins.
La única razón que podemos pensar es porque estaba embarazada, porque iba a tener hijos.
This was in Philadelphia.
Esto era en Filadelfia.
They put her in the car, they drove her to JFK Airport in New York.
Le arrestaron, le tomaron en un carro y le llevaron al aeropuerto JFK.
For hours, she had no food and no water.
Por horas, no tuvo comida ni algo para beber.
And then later that afternoon, she began to complain that she was feeling pain and that she needed to see a doctor.
La mujer les dijo que tenía que lo dio y que quería ver a un doctor.
And the agents ignored her pleas for help.
Le ignoraron.
And so finally, after she began to cry, someone finally did call an ambulance. They brought her to Jamaica Hospital Center. And by then, the worst that you could possibly imagine happened. She had lost her twins.
Hasta que empezó a llorar, nadie le ayudó hasta que empezó a llorar. Y en ese momento llamaron a una ambulancia y le llevaron a un hospital en Jamaica, Queens. Y en ese momento, lo peor de lo que pudiera pasar ocurrió. Perdió a sus dos hijos.
The system that we have has become so cold and cruel that what we're talking about now is not just immigrant issue. It's about basic human rights.
El sistema que ahorita tenemos es tan fría que lo que nosotros estamos demandando no es necesariamente derechos de inmigrantes, son derechos humanos.
And we have to send a message to Washington as they begin the debate on Monday that they have to come back and remember what this country is supposed to be about. This is a free country where people are respected, where workers are protected, and where family values, Mr. President, are supposed to be upheld.
Tenemos que mandar un mensaje a los políticos que van a debatir esta ley el lunes para que saben cuando regresan que necesitan tomar en cuenta nuestros derechos, que este país es un país que debería valorar a los valores de la familia, de los trabajadores y de los derechos humanos.
The Sensenbrenner Bill, or more probably called a senseless Brenner bill, makes no sense. It is so far, so extreme, that I would say it is completely un-American.
Esta ley no tiene ningún sentido, no tiene sentido y no es americano.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was very difficult to translate. Look, I think we're all on the same page here. We need Congress to do the right thing, to keep families together, to give people a chance, a path to becoming American. That is why people come to this country. Because, you know, we go all over the world telling people all over the world what a great country the United States of America is. And this truly is the greatest country in the world. But we should not penalize people because they want to be American. We should embrace the fact and be flattered that people from all over the world want to come here and be American. Let's get back to real American values.
tenemos que dar la oportunidad a la gente para que puedan venir a este país, y si quieren ser americanos, que pueden ser americanos, que vamos alrededor del mundo y decimos al mundo que este es un país bueno, justo, y esta ley no está con eso, pero sí es un buen país, pero que necesitamos hacer que todos pueden estar incluidos en ese proyecto.
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
John Sabini, and I'm delighted to be here in such an enthusiastic crowd.
Este es el senador John
Sabini.
Sabini. Está orgulloso de estar aquí.
And while I am a senator in Albany, not in Washington, the struggle that we face regarding this piece of legislation in Washington is one that affects everyone from our neighborhoods to our nation's capital.
Aunque su posición está en Albany y no está en Washington D.C., él conoce que sabe que esta ley va a afectar a todos desde el nacional hasta lo local.
Just this week in Albany, I hold the role of being the ranking Democrat or the top Democrat on the Senate Transportation Committee, which is controlled by the Republicans.
Ahorita su posición en Albany es estar jefe de la Comisión de Transportación.
And this week we were asked to confirm the new Commissioner of Motor Vehicles appointed by Governor Pataki.
Van a elegir el nuevo jefe del comisión de
Commissioner of Motor Vehicles, DMV.
De carros.
The first question that she was asked by us, by me, was to insist that she remember that at least in New York State there is bipartisan support not to have the Department of Motor Vehicles be the immigration police for the federal government.
Dijo que ahorita lo más importante es que la Comisión de Motor Vehicles no sea un representante de inmigración. Si alguien...
I'm going to bring my chief of staff up. She understands me better than that. She's used to me more.
Buenas tardes. El senador Sabini está orgulloso de estar aquí hoy. Él es la persona principal o el demócrata que tiene más alto rango en el Departamento de Transporte del Senado del Estado de Nueva York. Y esta semana anteriormente tuvieron una reunión en la cual iban a aprobar el nuevo comisionado para el Departamento de Motores y Vehículos aquí en el estado de Nueva York, que como saben hubo mucha controversia porque quisieron cancelar las licencias de conducir para muchos inmigrantes. Y el senador le dijo que antes de confirmarla, lo primero que tenía que prometer es que el Departamento de Motores y Servicios del estado de Nueva York no va a hacer migración aquí en Nueva York.
Now, the legislation at hand, and Assemblyman Peralta has a copy of this bill, is federal legislation. You have people here from the Senate and from the Congress, from Senator Schumer's office, Congressman Crowley's office, and they are with us on this issue.
El asambleísta Peralta trajo hoy una copia del proyecto de ley que se está discutiendo hoy en esta reunión, que como pueden ver es bien amplio. Y aquí tenemos a los representantes federales del congresista Joseph Crowley, que es el congresista local de Jackson Heights y parte del Bronx, y también una representante del senador Chuck Schumer, que son los oficiales que van a estar discutiendo esta ley y ellos están con nosotros en este asunto.
This bill comes as a result, quite frankly, of the United States having not had a coherent immigration policy for the last 50 years. And this is a bad reaction to their incoherence.
Este proyecto de ley es una reacción al asunto de que en este país no ha habido una política migratoria efectiva en los últimos años. Y esto es una mala reacción y por eso estamos luchando contra este proyecto de ley.
This legislation will criminalize people who have come here to make better for their families. It will criminalize people who try to aid those people, including staffs of elected officials, personnel in emergency rooms, and the domestic partners and lovers of people who may hide those people in their apartments, and that's plain wrong.
Este proyecto ley. Este proyecto de ley criminalizaría a los inmigrantes que están aquí indocumentados, pero encima de eso también a cualquier persona que ayude a esos inmigrantes, ya sea un empleado en el gobierno, un agente de la policía o en un salón de emergencias, en un hospital, o inclusive los amantes y esposos de los inmigrantes indocumentados que quisieran protegerlos de las leyes migratorias.
We heard the testimonials earlier. And it reminds me that whether you come from Peru or Pakistan or the Philippines, you come here to make a better life for you and your family. That has been the history of our country.
Lo que propone esta ley es incorrecto, está equivocado para lo que necesitamos. Y se le ocurrió aquí, oyendo los testimonios de inmigrantes, que no importa de dónde usted venga, ya sea de Ecuador, Perú, Pakistán, todos vinimos aquí a hacer una mejor vida para nosotros y nuestras familias. Eso es lo que América nos promete y es lo que vamos a cumplir.
At the turn of the last century, my mother's family came to America to mine coal in Kentucky, jobs that other people that were in America didn't want. My father's family came, like Mr. Ali, to work in restaurants, jobs that other people didn't want. And they went on to become productive citizens, raising children who then raised someone who became an elected official. That's the American dream. That's what we should be proud of. That's what we should be protecting and not trying to criminalize people who want to participate in the American dream. I am happy to be here and join with you today in support of this mission. Let me just, one other thing. 35 years ago was the last time we saw the type of street activity that we saw yesterday in America. That movement 35 years ago changed the course of this country from the bottom up. It allowed people like me and my predecessors to get elected to office in this neighborhood when people were supporting the war in Vietnam. And I am part of that movement that helped change that. And I am delighted to see the kind of activism in America that we saw yesterday that will help change policy and wake up Washington that this is a dumb idea. It is a harmful idea and one that people will not stand for. It's about the time the rest of the country woke up and said it's about time we don't stand for sending our boys and girls across the sea to be butchered in countries that we don't have any business being in. So I'm delighted that people are aggravated about this. It's about time people got angry. Because that's where real change comes from. Out of anger and activity in the streets, that's where the real change comes from. Thank you for your attendance today.
Para resumir en 30 segunditos, El senador Savini también viene de una familia de inmigrantes y está feliz de que el tipo de activismo que se está haciendo en este país, a que se hizo ayer, es el mismo tipo de activismo que se hizo hace 35 años para cambiar el curso de este país, y debemos seguir el trabajo para poder tener éxito y derrotar esta ley. Gracias.
Tenemos un pequeño problema de tiempo. Se nos ha hecho más largo el programa debido a que no funcionó los aparatos de traducción. Yo sé, la mayor parte de la gente que solicitó esos aparatos hablan español nada más, pero quisiéramos, si ustedes nos lo permiten, seguir el evento solamente en inglés, porque si no, no, así es, no hay problema. Si alguien necesita, por favor, traducción, al lado un compañero o compañera le puede ayudar, pero vamos a seguir solamente en inglés. Sí, pero tenemos que salir de esta escuela a las 4 de la tarde, ya son las casi las 3.
Okay. So I wanted to, the next issue area is family reunification, but before we get to that, I want to make a take this opportunity, because legalization, as we all know, is a federal issue, and I wanted to give the opportunity for the two representatives from our federal elected leaders here today to say a few words, as well as Mr. Peralta.
I want to start off by saying, do you live in Jackson Heights? Okay, I'm Assemblyman Jose Peralta. I represent Jackson Heights, Corona, and Elmhurst. I guess they know who I am. All right, no, that's fine. Well, let me backtrack just for you. For some of you who don't know who I am, I'm Assemblyman Jose Peralta. I represent this area, Jackson Heights, Corona, and Elmhurst. And for some of you who know, I used to be the director of the Commission on the Dignity for Immigrants. So I've been fighting the good fight, protecting immigrants for years and years and years before I even got elected. Do I need to translate that? No? Sigue. Nosotros estamos bajo el ataque. We are under attack. We are under attack. And what we should do is take this thick piece of legislation and burn it. That's what we should do. Unfortunately, if we do that, we get in trouble. But we can do something better. And that is what we're doing right now. And that is organizing. That is coming to meetings. That is listening to the issues. That is hearing and understanding what the problems are and what are we going to do about it. We're going to march. We're going to meet. We're going to get educated. We're going to spread the word. We're going to tell all our friends. We're going to tell all our colleagues. We're going to tell all our employers. We're going to tell everyone that we are not going to stand for this piece of legislation. Because United States of America, New York State, New York City was built by immigrants. As an elected official, I've worked with immigrant issues ever since I got elected. There have been some union issues where employers try to take advantage of workers, of immigrant workers. There are some slumlords in this area that are trying to take advantage of some people that live in their buildings, some tenants. There's the DMV issue with the driver's license, which I have legislation up in Albany to end that nonsense. We're also supporting other pieces of legislation by some of my colleagues to end that nonsense. We meet time and time again in conferences. We ask the speaker. We push the speaker of the New York State Assembly. We push the majority leader of the Senate. We push the governor that he has to make a decision and he has to make it fast. So I'm glad to hear that Senator Savini grilled the new commissioner of DMV. Because every time we bring it up, they try to push it aside. They try to say, oh, that's not important. That's not important enough for us. Well, it is important for us because we are the people that make this city and this state great. Are you with me? So that's why we have to continue to push and make a struggle, make sure that they hear us. Because as Miguel said, in Chicago they were saying, today we march, in November we vote. Well, today we're meeting. In November, you all will have an opportunity to vote. And take a look at this panel right here. Take a look. Take a good look. You have Congress. You have Senate. You have the City Council. You have the State Senate. And you have the State Assembly. Remember who's here. Remember who sent representatives to listen to your concerns. Okay? And remember those who are not here. Remember those who decided to miss this event for whatever reason. Remember those who are not here to listen to your issues, because in November, your opportunity will come. Senator Schumer and Senator Clinton have a lot to do with this legislation. They are the ones that are going to be carrying the torch for all of you. Senator Schumer has a representative here today. Senator Schumer has made it his business to pick up the fight. Senator Schumer has said, I care about your issue. Although I have a conflict in schedule, I'm going to make sure that I send a representative. Senator Schumer has constantly fought for immigrant issues. And he will continue to do that. Now, we need to make sure that the city level, the state level, pushes the federal level and says no to this, no to this piece of legislation. And that's what we will do. That's what we will continue to do. You're doing your job. We're going to continue to do our job. And that is to make sure that the federal representatives understand that we are not in support of this piece of legislation. As John Liu said, this is senseless. I don't know why they came up with this. But I can tell you this, we are under attack. And what do you do when you're under attack? You stand up. You mobilize. You make sure that everybody else is on your corner. You make sure that you galvanize and you bring people to the table and you fight the good fight. Why? Because this is our country. My parents came here as immigrants from the Dominican Republic to improve their quality of life, to live the American dream. For themselves and for their children. And now, one of them stands here as a New York State Assemblyman. That is the American dream. And your children will go higher than I went. Your children will do better than what the children in the past have done. And that's why you need to fight for this right. That's why you need to stand up every opportunity. Anyone who listens, and tell them, this is wrong, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that it doesn't pass, because together, sí se puede.
Thank you. We're going to call up our next testifiers, Luz from Forest Hills Community House. And then after Luz, Shirley Cayugan from Philippine Forum will both be speaking about family reunification.
Muchas gracias por estar aquí. Quiero felicitarlos. Dense un fuerte aplauso por estar aquí. ¡Bravo! Esto es una gran demostración que sí podemos estar unidos.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm very happy to be here. And give yourselves a hand of applause for being here tonight.
Yes! Quiero decirle gracias a todos ellos por estar aquí, porque nos están demostrando que sí les importamos.
Thank you to the politicians for being here.
Y yo me voy a recordar.
Because you're showing us that we are important to you.
Y yo siempre voy a recordar estas caras.
And I'm going to remember these faces here.
Porque hoy sabemos quiénes están con nosotros.
Because today we know who is with us.
Voy a hablar rápidamente, porque sé que el tiempo corre.
Okay, I'm going to be very quick because the time moves quickly.
Acerca de cómo afecta la deportación a nuestras familias.
I'm going to talk about how deportation affects a family.
¿Cómo se puede sentir unos niños cuando son arrebatados de los brazos de sus madres o de sus padres?
How do those children feel when their parents are taken out of their arms?
Quizá lo vemos en la televisión y decimos, pobrecitos, no me pasaría a mí.
Sometimes we see them in the television and we think, oh, those poor people, but this won't happen to me.
Pero sí puede pasarle a muchos de nuestros vecinos, a nuestra comunidad.
But this can happen to many of our neighbors, to our communities.
Por eso yo estoy aquí para levantar una voz también.
So I'm here to raise my voice also.
Y decir, paren la deportación.
Stop deportation.
Necesitamos nuestra familia juntas.
We need our families together.
Para poder construir un país fuerte.
To make a strong country.
No sabemos de familias que hayan triunfado cuando falta un padre o una madre.
We don't know families that can function well, that can succeed when they are separated.
Siempre habrá un dolor adentro de alguno de ellos.
Always there's going to be a bad feeling within.
Le voy a contar una historia corta de una joven.
I'm going to tell you a story about a young woman.
La única esperanza de su familia en Colombia. Era la única esperanza de su familia en Colombia.
She was the only hope of her family in Colombia.
Tuvo la oportunidad de venir a los Estados Unidos con un gran sueño.
She had the opportunity to come to the U.S. with a big dream.
Hermana de seis, con seis hermanos más.
She was a sister with five brothers.
Y de una familia muy pobre, con muchas necesidades en su casa.
From a very poor family with a lot of necessities inside the home.
Quizás muchos de ustedes no tuvieron esas necesidades, quizás otros sí. Pero en el caso de ella, su casa era de lata y su piso era de tierra. Okay. Una casa muy pobre.
Okay. A very poor family.
Cuando tuvo la oportunidad de venir aquí, vino con muchos sueños. Más que con una maleta, vino cargada de sueños. Y sí, cruzó la frontera.
When she came here, she came with a lot of hopes, a lot of dreams. Not only a suitcase, but with dreams. And she crossed the border.
Y pensó que iba a alcanzar el sueño americano.
She thought she was going to find the American dream.
Trabajó en factorías, en groceries.
She worked in factories and in grocery stores.
En una lavandería.
In laundromats.
Hacía todo lo que podía para enviar un poco de dinero a su familia.
She did everything she could to send a little bit of money to her family in Colombia.
Su madre siempre esperaba con anhelo ese poco de dinero que ayudaba a soportarlos a ellos.
Her mother was always there waiting for this little bit of money that allowed her to continue.
Pero un día inesperado fue invitada a una fiesta.
But one day she went to a party.
Como muchos de ustedes irán a fiestas también.
I know you guys go to parties also, right?
Pero algo extraño pasó en esa fiesta.
But something happened in this party.
Comenzaron a ver ruidos y puertas abajo.
They began to hear sounds and doors opening.
Era inmigración.
And it was immigration.
Algunos de ellos con pistolas en mano.
They had their arms drawn.
Diciendo a todo el mundo, pare, mujeres a un lado, hombres a un lado.
Women on one side, men on the other side.
Todo el mundo estaba asustado.
Everyone was afraid.
Alguna mujer se paró y dijo, ¿por qué nos hacen esto?
And one of the women said, why are you doing this? What's happening?
Y uno de los agentes la tomó por el cabello y le dijo, no me dejes usar la fuerza.
And one of the agents took her by the hair and said, don't let me use force.
Pero ya era tarde, ya había usado la fuerza.
But yeah, he was already using force.
Fueron tomados cada uno de ellos. Los que habían tenido de pronto algún problema con la justicia fueron llevados a un lugar. Los que tenían problemas de documentos a otro lugar.
They took some people who had problems with the criminal justice system and other people who had problems with immigration.
El proceso fue corto, solo 15 días.
Only in 15 days.
Fue deportada. Fue tomada, llevada a la cárcel como una criminal, esposada, revisada como cualquier criminal y puesta allá. Lejos de poder comunicarse. Lamentablemente no sabía tampoco el idioma. Y eso le impidió reconocer que tenía algún derecho.
She was treated like a criminal. She wasn't allowed to go home or to communicate with anyone. And unfortunately, she didn't know the language, so she didn't know what her rights were.
Quiso pedir que por favor le dejara por lo menos coger alguna de sus pertenencias, pero no le fue dejado.
She was not even allowed to go gather her things.
Así que fue enviada a Colombia en un avión y fue entregada a las autoridades de inmigración en Colombia como una criminal.
And when she got off the plane in Colombia, she was brought to the police in Colombia as if she was a criminal.
Su único crimen fue venir cargada de sueños y llegar allá y encontrarse con la verdadera realidad. Asustada, deprimida, triste y diciendo, mamá, qué pena, no pude cumplir el sueño de hacerte una bonita casa.
She had only wanted to help her mother to be able to buy a small home, but she arrived back to Colombia, sad, depressed, with her dreams broken, and had to tell her mother that I'm sorry, but I cannot support you any longer.
Pero no era solo la casa, su madre estaba enferma y dependía del dinero que ella podía enviar para medicinas.
Her mother needed this money to buy the medicines that she was that her life depended on.
Tiempo después su madre murió.
And soon after her mother died.
Y hoy estoy aquí yo para decir que tenemos que parar la deportación, porque esto seguirá ocurriendo si no se hace algo. Y si no hay alguien como nosotros que sale a levantar la voz, a decir que pare la deportación y que no estemos todos unidos.
So I'm here to say we need to stop deportations. And I know that's why we're all here today, and we need to be here today, because this is very important.
Y esta historia no la leí en un libro.
And you're not going to read this in a book.
Era mi hermana la que fue deportada.
This was my sister's story.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luz, for sharing your powerful story with us. Our next testifier will be Shirley Cayugan from Philippine Forum.
Good afternoon. I'm going to speak in English, and I'm sure you can understand it. I'm representing Philippine Forum, which is probably the biggest Filipino organization as far as membership is concerned. Thank you. Before I speak about a little bit about family reunification, I'm very sad to see what's going on right now, as I agree with our leaders here, to see that here is America, which is the champion of democracy and freedom, and they're actually doing, or they have legislated a law which is actually treating immigrants or illegal immigrants as terrorists. We are not terrorists. And actually everybody here is an immigrant, right from the top, from the president down. The only people who are not immigrant here are the Indians. The Indians. Everybody is an immigrant. Remember that. So why are we having this problem? What happened to America, the great country of the world, or the greatest, as they say? And then America is supposed to be the champion, the defender of human and civil rights. All the way from China, if you remember during the communist, and Russia, to Africa, now Iraq, and the war is going on because they're defending civil rights. And here, what they are doing here is just the opposite. Is that not an irony and a slap, an insult to American image? I'm beginning to say I'm ashamed not to be an American citizen. By the way, I'm American citizen, but this is what's happening. So here we are trying to live here and become citizen, and the opposite is happening to us. Now, speaking of discrimination, I went through that. Racial profiling, I went through that. I fought. Even if when I didn't have any citizenship, I fought. And I won. So stand up for your rights, whether you're legal or illegal, as they call. I think we are all supposed to be legal here. Because America is supposed to be the country, the symbol of dream, the American dream, if you remember that, by Martin Luther King, Remember, the blacks were slaves. They came here. They were bought. But they did not stop to achieve their American dream. So let us not be afraid. We are not slaves. Do you understand? We are all equal. That is what America is supposed to stand for. Now, speaking of family reunification, if you remember, try to remember this. Family is the most important unit of the society. Without family, there will be no community, no county, no state, no nation. So the family is the most important thing. And if you remember, the first original immigrants who came to America, they were welcomed with their family. Family is very important. We live for the family. We don't live for ourselves. And that family is your future. When you die, the family takes over. Same thing with the nation. And if you remember, don't forget, during the September 11 attack, the first people they called and contacted are the family of the victims. And if you hear a soldier die in Iraq, the first people they'll contact is the family. Isn't it? So we live for that family. And the family is the threshold of a nation. So let us reunite. Now, a lot of us, not only Filipinos, although there are a lot of Filipinos here in New York, a lot of us immigrants are already legal here. And their problem is to sponsor or have their family to come here. And they have to wait years and years and years. Why? Why do we have to wait for when it comes to applying and paying the fee? The government, the immigration is very fast. Why is it when we have this petition, we'll wait years. Maybe we'll get sick. Maybe we will die. They cannot even come here. We cannot even see them. As a matter of fact, my mother died. I could not go home. All I did was cry. Cry. Same thing. Same thing with everybody. Why can't the government make it easy? As a matter of fact, the immigration is one of the biggest agencies that makes money from us. Besides IRS, of course. You know. And yet, with all this money, why do they make it so difficult for our family to come to us and unite with us? Because that affects our emotional life, spiritual life, economic life, and everything. So I suggest that through our leaders here, they will give more attention to facilitate this petitioning of our family members. It's easy. If America wants it, he can have it. America had the Iraq War. They got it, even if so many are against it. So if they want to do that, easy, it can be done. We are not enemies. We are friends. We are friends and believe in America, believe in democracy. So why do they stop us to come here? They delay us. Or until maybe they get old and you're already dying before you have your family to be with you. Or, and especially my country, the Philippines, is mostly Catholic. You know, and because of this law that you're not supposed to be married before they can be petitioned. So the people, they don't get married. Even if they're in love with somebody, they hold on. Or they have relationship without being married and that they're living in sin according to the church, you know, according to our faith. You see, because of that, we do all things that are immoral. Because it is the policy here that induces us to do so. So why not make it so easy? Family is supposed to be attended first. So if you remember also the new frontier when the American immigrants went to the West. If you remember, in this wagon train, just to seek for gold and better life and greener pasture, they faced the the danger, and they had the guts, the courage, because they were with the family. That wagon, everybody's there, the food and the family. Isn't that nice? And look at the West now. America is a big nation because of that guts. And we have that too. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Shirley. Before the next testifier, we want to have some responses, particularly from the representative from Senator Schumer's office, who's going to read a statement. And especially on the issue of legalization, again, which is a federal issue, we wanted to ask, how is the senator going to ensure that a guest worker visa doesn't pass muster and that there's a real path to legalization for the 11 million undocumented U.S. in the U.S., especially this Monday when the Senate committee is on its last day of figuring out its bill?
Good afternoon. My name is Daisy Rodriguez. I am here to represent Senator Schumer's office. Unfortunately, the senator is not able to be here, but he has me going to four or five different events throughout the weekend to make sure that we communicate his vision to everyone. So it's important for him that I am here to represent him and to read this letter for on his behalf. Dear friends, please accept my warmest greetings as you gather for the Immigrant Communities and Actions Town Hall meeting. Unfortunately, I am unable to be with you today, but I wanted to convey to you my thoughts on this important issue. New York City and America is a nation that was made great by and remains great because we are a nation of immigrants. Immigrants are hardworking, they are big dreamers, and they have been willing to take chances to succeed. Neighborhood after neighborhood is sustained and revitalized by ever newer waves of immigration. In the Congress, I have worked hard on this issue, most notably as the architect of the Diversity Visa Program, also known as the Schumer Visa Program, which has provided a legal path in America for hundreds of thousands of immigrants around the world. We need a fair solution that is balanced, humane, and rational. It has to have good balance in immigration policy, good economic policy, and good national security. I strongly oppose the Sensenbrenner Bill, H.R. 4437. The priests, the teachers, the nurses, social workers, and organizations who aid undocumented immigrants are not criminals. The Sensenbrenner Bill goes too far, and I will work wholeheartedly to make sure that this does not become law. I'm going to say this in Spanish. Estoy opuesto a la propuesta de Sensenbrenner, H.R. 4437. Los profesores, los sacerdotes, enfermeras y trabajadores sociales que ayudan a los inmigrantes indocumentados no son criminales. La propuesta de Sensenbrenner va demasiado lejos, y lucharé para que no se convierta en ley. In forging a solution in the Senate, I will work hard so that the following principles are included. A path to earn citizenship that ensures people must work hard and play by the rules, pay taxes and pose no security threat, and a way to rationalize the visa supply problem that we do not have a repetitive crisis of undocumented workers. Because we are in a post-9/11 world where security is literally a life and death matter, we must make sure that our borders are most secure. But we need to come together and agree on a comprehensive solution that will strike the right balance between national security and protecting the proud immigration tradition that has made America the great nation that it is today. And I will say this in Spanish. Necesitamos unirnos para conseguir una solución comprensiva que logre el equilibrio razonable sobre la seguridad nacional, pero más importante, la protección de la tradición orgullosa de inmigrantes que han hecho esta nación lo que es hoy. Sinceramente, su senador Chuck Schumer. One more thing. Senator Chuck Schumer will be at tomorrow's markup, and you will hear him, okay? And another thing is also I want to thank Community Immigrants in Action. This was the very first group that I've met with about this issue, and since then we have met with many, many other groups, and we forged a really good dialogue, and they've been very helpful. So thank you very much for your help.
And
Daisy, on behalf of the senator, will not be able to sign the pledge today, but has promised that we will send the pledge to the senator's office, and hopefully he will review it and sign it and sign on to a growing number of people who are saying we have to defend the rights of our communities, whatever happens in Congress. So our next testimony will be from Shamim from Drum and Wendy Dolores from CAV. And they will be speaking about a very, very sensitive issue right now, as many of you have spoken about, the issues of enforcement and policing of immigrant communities. As many of you have said, the bills that exist right now in Congress, unfortunately, beyond the criminalization aspect of the Sensenbrenner bill, there are dozens and dozens of provisions that will worsen deportation and detention for thousands of families. In the last 10 years, because of the 96 laws, over a million families have been torn apart unjustly, and we don't want to see that happen again. Enforcement is the other side of the coin of legalization, and it affects all of us. So we really want to hear these stories and hear some of your positions on this.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Shamim. I am from Pakistan. I am from Shia Muslim. When I came here, I was here in America and with my children. I was here with my children. And after coming here, after 9/11, there was a problem. इस वजह से कुछ मेरे जानने वालों ने दोस्तों ने हमें मशवरा दिया कि हम लोग कनाडा मूव हो जाएं तो हम कनाडा चले गए
greetings of peace my name is Shamim and I am from Pakistan and I am a Shia Muslim when I came to this country I came here to save my life because of the situation back home and I came to seek refuge After I came here, the incident of 9/11 happened, and we saw a lot of people in our communities were being targeted and were being picked up. Some of our family, friends, and acquaintances recommended to us to go to Canada and seek refuge there.
और बदकिस्मती से हमारा वहाँ भी केस रिफ्यूज हो गया और हमें वहाँ से डिपोर्ट कर दिया गया. मेरे एक सियासतदान भाई ने अभी डिपोर्टेशन का एक खातून का किस्सा बताया कि वो दो बच्चों को अपने खो चुकी है तो इसी सिलसिले में मैं भी यहां आई हूं कि डिपोर्टेशन अमेरिकन सिटीजन या कोई भी सिटीजन्स के लिए एक छोटा सा वर्ड है लेकिन डिपोर्टेशन हमारे लिए एक मौत के सर्टिफिकेट को साइन करने के बराबर है जो मेरे मौजूद यहां सियासतदान मौजूद हैं इनके भी बच्चे होंगे बहनें भाई होंगे छोटे क्या ये क्या हम अपनी जिंदगी पे
After she went to Canada, her case was rejected there, and she was deported from Canada to here. She mentioned the story that one of the guests mentioned about the sister who was taken to the airport and lost her children. And she wonders, she wonders about that story. And she wonders, for U.S. citizens, deportation is just a little word. But for her, deportation is like signing a death certificate for your own family.
मैं सिर्फ ये पूछूंगी यहाँ पे बहुत सारी माएँ भी हैं, बाप भी हैं। क्या अपने बच्चों की ज़िंदगी में वो अपने बच्चों का या कोई बीवी अपने शोहर का या खुद अपनी ज़िंदगी में अपना deportation यानी death certificate sign कर सकती है? क्या आप अपना death certificate sign कर सकते हैं? क्या आप अपने बच्चों का डेथ सर्टिफिकेट साइन कर सकते हैं जो हमें बार बार ये कहा जाता है इस चीज का खतरा होता है कि हम अपना डिपोर्टेशन यानी कि डेथ सर्टिफिकेट साइन करेंगे
She says that she is a mother of children and there's many mothers and fathers here who have children. She asks whether do you think You could sign a piece of paper that would put the lives of your children at risk and assign them to live a life of death. Would you be able to sign a piece of paper with your own hands?
Yes. میں بھی اب یہاں پر میں نے اسلم کیا ہوا ہے, مجھے نہیں پتا, یہی خطرہ منڈاتا رہتا ہے کہ کب کیا ہوگا. یہ جو بل ہے یہ ہمارا بل ہے, ہمارے حق میں پاس ہو رہا ہے, تو ہماری خواہشوں کو اس میں مد نظر رکھنا چاہیے, ہمارے احساسات کو اس کے اندر ڈالنا چاہیے, نہ کہ آپ ایسا بل بنائیں جو ہمارے لیے ایک اور ڈیتھ سرٹیفکیٹ بنے. یہاں بہت سارے ہزاروں لاکھوں لوگ ایسے ہیں کہ جو نہیں چاہتے اس طرح کے بل کو. آپ لوگوں کے سینے میں جو یہاں میرے معزز سیاستدان بیٹھے ہیں, ان کے دل میں بھی سینے میں بھی دل ہے جو درد محسوس کر سکتے ہیں, یہ بھی ہمارا درد محسوس کر سکتے ہیں بحیثیت ایک انسان کے, کہ ہم بھی انسان ہیں, ہم بھی یہاں خوش رہنا چاہتے ہیں, اپنی زندگی چاہتے ہیں, اپنے بچوں کی زندگی چاہتے ہیں.
She has filed for asylum. She's an asylum seeker here now also. And with the presence of this bill, she wonders the balance of life and death. The quality of life that you have to live here is pretty close to death. And the risk of being sent back is definite death. She asked the respected guests that are here that they too have hearts within their chests, that they too feel the pains and the sufferings of others. And she asked them, if this bill is supposed to be, if legislation is passed for the benefit of the people, why is this legislation targeting us instead? And instead of benefiting us, it's making more difficulties for us, and it's making things harder.
میرے چار بچے ہیں, ایک بیٹا میرا کینیڈا میں پیدا ہوا ہے اور وہ پریمیچور پیدا ہوا ہے, اس کی وجہ صرف بہت سارا بلڈ پریشر, بہت ہائی بلڈ پریشر, بہت ساری پریشانیاں, آج اس لائر کے پاس, آج اس آفس میں جانا ہے, بہت ساری سیڑھیاں چڑھنی ہیں. کیا کوئی ایک پریگننٹ عورت اتنا زیادہ کام کر سکتی ہے؟ میرے خیال میں تو کوئی بھی ایسا نہیں کر سکتا جو ہم لوگ کرتے, اپنے بچوں کو زمین پہ سلاتے, اپنے بچوں کو رات کو یہ کہہ کے سلاتے کہ صبح کالج جانا ہے, شام کو جاب پہ جانا ہے. ہم امریکہ کی ہر ترقی میں, ہر اچھی ترقی میں ہم ساتھ دیتے ہیں اور ساتھ دیتے رہیں گے.
When she was in Canada, she had a son born to her who was born premature. And even after the incident passes, you still live with that day to day. Today she's going to the doctor. Tomorrow she has to go to the lawyer. She's climbing stairs up here. She's doing this here, going from one place to another. She says that immigrants have so much that they have to suffer through. Do other people suffer like that? Do other people put their kids to sleep on the floor or send their kids to school in the morning and to work in the evening?
آخر میں میرا اس معزز سیاستدانوں سے ایک سوال ہے کہ اگر یہ بل ہمارے خلاف پاس ہوتا ہے تو کیا یہ اسے مانیں گے یا نہ مان کر ہمارا ساتھ دیں گے, اور اگر نہ مان کر ہمارا ساتھ دیں تو پلیز یہاں پہ سائن کریں اور ہماری تکلیفوں کے ساتھ
She asked the respected guests that if this bill is passed, are you going to support it and enforce it, or are you going to oppose the bill and refuse to enforce it and support us, the immigrant communities? And we ask you to give evidence of that by signing this board right here and showing us where you stand. Thank you.
Thank you for Shamim for sharing your powerful story with us and being so courageous. I think it's amazing for people who are living in some of the most dangerous conditions, not just in this country, but in the world, whose human rights are being violated on a daily basis. The power and the courage that our people have is incomparable. It's beautiful. Thank you. We want to ask the remaining elected officials and their representatives to say a few words to what Shamim and others had to say, and also, again, ask you to sign the pledge if you have not.
Good afternoon. My name is Andrea Andrade. I'm here from Congressman Crowley's office. Although the congressman could not be here today, he did want someone here from his office to show his support and admiration for all of you and for all your work. And he did want me to let you know that he does support your concerns, and everything that I did here today, I will definitely rely back to him so that he can continue to work for you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I know we're running late on time, but we have three more people who really want to tell their stories. So we're going to make sure that they can and that they have this opportunity to do that. We're going to ask if they could keep it as short as possible. The next speaker is Wendy Dolores from CAV, Women Workers Project.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Wendy Dolores, and I'm a member of CAV, Women's Worker Project. Can I take them? It's too... I would like to share to you a little bit of my story. I've been here in the United States for almost 5 years now, and I've been working with this family for 2 years and 9 months. My job began as early as 5:45 a.m. and I work for a family for 2 years and 9 months from April 2001 through January 2004. They have 3 children and a dog, and I was also looking after my lady boss brother who has brain damage. My job including house cleaning, taking care of the children, doing some vegetable gardening, cleaning the big house, cleaning the car, looking after this guy. As I said, my job starts at 5:45 a.m. feeding and helping Bill. This is the brother. Then after that, it was time for me to clean the whole house. I was supposed to get paid $400 per week for 40 hours. I have a contract that stated everything, you know, the legal rights. But it was not. Honored by my boss. Instead, I was only paid $200 and worked more than 100 hours a week. Sometimes I don't get days off. I work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, basically on call all the time. Because I've been looking after her brother, whose room is next to me. So I have to make sure that, you know, he's okay all the time. Sometimes my employer will allow me to go to the city to see friends. After 3 months of working hard, I finally asked, I want to get some time off. And she said yes. But she keeps saying that, you know, they've been busy and reducing my time off. So, then one day the family had visitors. I cooked and prepared and set the table. I was so tired. I was so tired for working and not having some time off for myself that I put the salad fork on the wrong side of the table. Then, the next day, my boss told me that, you know, I have embarrassed them in front of their friends, that I'm not doing my job right. That if I am not happy working for them, that I can leave and just not, and don't use them for getting my green card. I don't know what to say. I was so mad. Can I talk? I can talk. Because talking back means being ungrateful. You stand there, you look, and they will put words into your mouth. You talk, and they said you have an attitude. What can you do? I have nightmares. A fork will fall on the floor, and I get nightmares all the time. My friends were telling me, you have to leave. You have to leave. But I said, I put a lot of time. I want to get my green card. I want to get the dream for my children. But finally, I can't do it anymore. After I told them I can't do it anymore, they can have my green card. I don't want to allow people treat me like that. I work hard. I just don't ask them. I was there the whole time working. And so they get mad at me. They want to get my labor certificate, my labor permit. And I said, I can't give it to you. So it was -9. They want me to leave the house as soon as possible. We live in the mountain. I don't know anybody. I don't drive the car. There's no taxi. I couldn't find any service to take me to the station. After that, I get to work with, I find people who helps me. I have an ongoing case, and we are in the middle of settling the case, and I hope one day I'll find justice. I hope today the legislator will hear our demand. We need real path to legislation. Passing a bill that's heavy on enforcement does not answer the broken immigration. Under undocumented immigrants have been driving the U.S. economy for years and years and years. So, sir, thank you for staying with us. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
I know that it's getting late. I'm going to ask people, you know, don't leave. It's very important to listen the messages that our brothers and sisters are giving to us. There are two more. But please stay with us, because after this we have a very important information, and also we need to continue building this coalition. I'm asking people who are standing at the back, there are empty seats, please, you know, sit. Feel free to sit. Thank you.
Our next testifier is Bishwa Shah from Adhikar.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Vishwa Shah. I'm from the Nepal, and then I'm driving a taxi at night and publishing in the Nepali newspaper weekly. First of all, I would like to thank the organizer for giving this opportunity to speak a few words today on behalf of Nepali workers. I'm a Nepali man, and I came to know about this fight for immigrants' rights from Adhikar, which work for the rights of Nepali workers. When I talk about our Nepali community, it is about 30,000 people who live in New York City and around 100,000 around the United States of America. We people started coming here from late 1950s and 60s as students, but recently more people are coming here because of DB lottery program and displaced by this conflict which is going on our country. I also came here because of conflict in my country. If anyone give my and my family security from Maoist and the governments, I am sure I will go back. But I am sure nobody is going to promise me that things. I have lived here with my family and one daughter who is born in America. I work 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, two jobs, like driving a cab and publishing a newspaper to give us some news, information in Nepali community. I pay taxes, pay rents and utilities. In the end of these things, nothing is left. This is not just for my story. There are many, many Nepali people in similar situations, not just the Nepali, but people from all the different countries who live in here. We work hard, but we are not told that we are not wanted here. Everybody knows this country is made by the immigrants. But now there are people who forget where their parents came from, where their grandparents came from, where the first generation, whether first generation or second generation, we are working hard, paying taxes. Why are we people are treated as a second class citizens? Why lots of restrictions? Why so many discriminations about that? We united for these things, this cause, and fight together for our rights. We'll raise this in my community. Let's do this united. And finally, I don't want to ask the question to elected legislator. Thus, I want to request the elected legislator to support and give your signature against the discrimination of the workers. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, and our final speaker will be Zelem Guerrero from Damayan Migrant Workers Association, also speaking on the important topic of workers' protections.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my experiences as a domestic worker. I am Zelem Guerrero, and I am a Damayan board member of the Damayan Migrant Workers Association. I came to the United States 70 years ago on a working visa to work as a nanny for a friend's couple. The job paid me $150 a week for 40 hours. Although my employers were very nice to me, I know that they took advantage of me because they paid me only $3.75 per hour. Life became more difficult for me when my employers were reassigned to work to another country. I was so scared to go with them to work to another country, so I decided to stay in the U.S. Through an agency, I found my next job in Bedford, New York. For $300 a week, I would be a babysitter for three children, the youngest a two-year-old boy, and do light housekeeping. However, I ended up babysitting and doing thorough housekeeping in a three-story, 15-room mansion. I started working at 7 a.m. and finished my day's work at 8 p.m. for 5 days a week from Tuesday to Saturday. Working 65 hours a week may pay My pay was $4.61 an hour with no overtime pay. My work increased, but my pay did not. I was aware that, again, my employers were taking advantage of me, but at the time, I did not know where place to go and to get help. And I was scared to explain because of my immigration status. Since I was off on Mondays, I was never given paid holidays because most holidays fall on Mondays. But my employer still refused to give me paid holidays for the 4th of July, which did not fall on Monday. One day, I overheard my employers telling her friend that she needed a dog, a new dog in the house because she was not happy with her dog anymore. This statement confused me because their dog was happy and well taken care of. Little did I know that this dog that she was referring to was me, her babysitter. Four days later, she terminated me without any explanation and without any severance pay. After this job, I got babysitting job in the city for a family with three children. There were three of us who were full-time babysitters, but I was the only living. This family offered to sponsor me, and though she wanted me to pay 100% of the lawyer's fees and the filling fees, I was very grateful. One time, the whole family got sick with intestinal flu, and naturally, I got sick too. She did not want me to go home, but because I was very sick, I told her I had to go home that Wednesday. The following Saturday, I got a call from the husband saying that he didn't want me back anymore. They did not give me severance pay, and they did not return the $200 that I gave to them in cash for my lawyer's fees. They did not also give me the 2 weeks paid vacation that we agreed on. For the worst, they canceled my immigration sponsorship. Forced by the need to support my family, I continued working as a domestic worker. It would take 5 years of hard work for my next employer to get me a green card. It took 8 years and thousands of dollars in fees before I could get my family here in the U.S. We domestic workers earn our daily bread and pay our bills by doing long hours are underpaid, back-breaking domestic work. Because our labor enables our employers to do their jobs as professionals and business owners in the city, we are very important to the country of New York. Right. As consumers, we pay sales taxes, absorbing millions of tax liability from the business sector. We pay income taxes to the city, the state, and the federal government. For these reasons, I think we domestic workers deserve rights and protection, not criminalization. We call on you, New York public officials,
to give us justice and dignity. Please do not support the Sandburg-Brennick King Bill and all other immigration bills that would permanently make us an underclass of exploited workers. Thank you. And I'm asking you, government official, please sign up the pledge for to defend the immigrant workers. Please. Thank you.
I really want to thank all of the courageous testifiers today. Clearly, in this room, we have a sense of unity and power, and we're going to continue to have that sense of unity and power in the face of whatever happens. And I want to thank both Senator Sabini as well as Andrea Andrade from Congressman Crowley's office for staying for the full length and hearing to the words and the stories and the demands of all of our community members.
Jamás será vencido.
Unido, jamás será vencido.
No hemos terminado todavía. No hemos terminado todavía. Paciencia, por favor. You're going to sign. Vamos a llamar al compañero Radamés Rivera del 1199. Nos va a dar un par de palabras. Por favor, compañero Radamés. Después de eso le pedimos, por favor, a la compañera Águeda Arias que se prepare, que va a dar un mensaje en nombre de LACLA.
Bueno, buenas tardes, compañeros y compañeras. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Yes, we are under attack. If we look, this testimony today is an incredible, but we don't talk about this testimony that we hear today. We talk about 11 million people who don't have documents, who go every single day of their life for the same kind of situation, and others who already have their documents who went through the same situation. We are under attack, but this is not the first time we are under attack. We've been under attack since we got here. And it's time that we stand up and fight for what we believe is right. And this is the moment that we need to come forward. This is not a time to think about what's going on, why we've been under attack, why we've been so beat up. We need to come back and real do the work we need to do and get this stupid guy who's running this country to a sense that this is not the right thing to do. This is not what we need. This is not what we want. In order to move forward, I want to call somebody else who is from the labor movement, who is a grand friend of us, who has been in the leadership position of the fight for immigrant workers. I'm going to call the Secretary of Treasury of 32BA, Saul. Saul, Héctor Figueroa, I'm almost Héctor Figueroa, who is with us tonight.
Okay, vamos a ser muy breves. I'm going to be very brief porque sé que hemos estado todo el día aquí. Unidos, ¿verdad?, luchando por el mismo propósito, que es repudiar la legislación fascista antimigrante en el Congreso y ganar una reforma comprensiva total del sistema de inmigración, ¿verdad? So, brothers and sisters, hermanos, compañeros, todos, this is an incredible achievement here in Queens today. Esto es realmente un evento maravilloso. I want to first in all humility, congratulate all the organizations who have been able to put this event together. Quiero felicitar a las organizaciones que han puesto este evento. The great work that the Immigrant Communities in Action is doing here in Queens, in the grassroots. El trabajo que la Coalición de Acción de Inmigrantes está haciendo aquí con la base en Queens. We are really what, in the words of an Italian philosopher, we are not a mass. Nosotros no somos una masa. We are not a mass movement. Nosotros no somos un movimiento de masas. We are a multitude. We celebrate our diversities and we mobilize with one single purpose. And that single purpose is going us to lead to victory here, right? Nosotros vamos a seguir movilizándonos y vamos a llegar a la victoria. Pero para llegar a la victoria tenemos que estar bien unidos. Fíjense lo que ha venido pasando. En marzo 7 se movilizaron 40,000 personas en Washington, D.C. En Washington, D.C., en March 7, 40,000 people marched. En Chicago, 300,000 personas salieron a la calle, dejaron su trabajo y marcharon. En Chicago, 300,000 people went to the streets, left work and marched. En este día de hoy hemos llenado este foro. Mañana marchamos en Washington Heights. El lunes hay una marcha en Washington, D.C. We've been marching, having this rally here today. We're going to be marching in Washington Heights on Sunday. On Monday, there's going to be a rally in D.C. On April 10th, in D.C., there is going to be another rally. En abril 10, también va a haber otro rally en Washington, D.C. The brothers and sisters from D.C. are saying, New York needs to mobilize in hundreds of thousands of people to send a message to President Bush, to the Congress, and to a system that is exploiting our people once and for all. Tenemos que movilizarlo en cientos de miles en Nueva York para mandar un mensaje contundente al presidente y al sistema opresivo de explotación que es el que nos está teniendo en esta situación. Así que hermanos, hermanas, compañeras, gracias a todos ustedes por venir. Thank you all for coming. Esperemos hacer un evento todos juntos en abril 10. Let's try to be together on April 10th. No importa dónde vengamos. No importa nuestras diferencias, no importa nuestros grupos, domestic workers, janitors, porters, security officers, restaurant workers, everybody, manufacturing workers, the employed, the unemployed, we have to march together. And to close, y para terminar, quiero reconocer a nuestro miembro José de León, de 32BJ. Levántate, José, un segundo. José es el ejemplo que tenemos que... Quédate de pie, José. José es el ejemplo que tenemos que seguir. El Señor participó hoy aquí, le repartió algo a los compañeros hermanos aquí. Es ese espíritu de unidad y de humildad, ese corazón grande, that heart of being humble and being one another like a family, that is going to beat the oppressive system of immigration laws that we have in this country. Es ese espíritu el que nos va a hacer llegar. Pero, not even José, with all his heart by himself, is going to win it. No solamente José con su corazón va a ganar. José es capaz de aplaudir más duro que nadie, ¿verdad, José? Aplaude duro, José. Él nada más. No, le José aplaude alone. Aplaude solo. Aplaude solo. Okay? Now, is that strong enough? No, he's strong, but it's not enough. Toda esta parte de la pieza, levántense. No los de atrás, los del frente. Pónganse de pie los de frente. Okay, hace pena, hay que mover la cadera y relajar el músculo. So, now, you try to clap as hard as you can. This part of the room, only this part of the room. Come on, you can do better than that. You can clap harder. Okay? Now, this is great, right? But is that good enough? What is that we need in order to win? ¿Qué es lo que necesitamos para ganar? Todo el mundo ponerse de pie. Todo el mundo de pie. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Now. Everybody stand up. We are the whole 11 million immigrants in this country who are undocumented, ¿verdad? Somos los 11 millones undocumentados. We are the 25 million Hispanics that are in this country, ¿verdad? Somos los 25 millones, 40 millones latinos. We are all the people of color, ¿verdad? We are all the people of color. Para terminar, aplauden bien duro y luchemos juntos y sigamos en este espíritu de hermandad. ¿Se puede? ¿Se puede? ¿Se puede? ¿Se puede? ¿Se puede? Muy buen trabajo, Ramírez. Sigan para adelante. Dios me lo bendiga.
Águeda Arias.
Compañera Águeda Arias de LACLA.
Okay, thank you very much, thank you very much. I just want to make one quick point. Everybody's talking about why we are here, but we are not talking about why did we come here to begin with. So we are all people of color from all over the third world countries. We are here because we are being displaced from our home country because of the U.S. foreign policy. We are not here because we want to be American. We are here because we are a refugee of the global economy, and we have the right to stay here. Legalization is for us, not for the chosen few. We are at the very height of the class struggle, and the current administration is not gonna stop until everybody are going to be illegal but the ruling class. So we have to make sure that we stay connected, that our community as immigrants, as people of color, that we are gonna come out, we're gonna mobilize, and we're gonna fight until we win justice. So, and anyone, they said we are illegal, but everyone who benefits from our labor are illegal too, because we are the one whom, we are the backbone of the U.S. economy. And so, even Bush is actually illegal, because I'm sure he has some kind of immigrants working around and, you know, cleaning his houses and everything. Anyway, so Miguel is just going to talk about many actions that we are just preparing, and we hope that you guys are going to come out again.
Okay. Very quickly, and we are going to sing. Don't go away. We are going to sing before we go away. We have a different events coming after this. Tomorrow we have a demonstration in Washington Heights at 1 p.m. Everybody has to be there at 1 p.m. at 165th Street and Audubon Avenue. It's a demonstration, again, you know, in relation to this topic. On Monday, we have people going to Washington, D.C. There are some buses leaving from Queens. Here, you look for those guys with orange T-shirts. They have the information, not for Saida. April 1st, we have a demonstration also from Kalman Plaza in Brooklyn. They will cross the Brooklyn Bridge to Manhattan, so everybody is invited to participate. And also, April 10th will be the day. On Monday, we are going to have a meeting with the community organizations and the unions. We will put together, you know, our forces to have la madre de todas las movilizaciones en Nueva York. Okay? And here is Águeda con nosotros.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. In the name of Latin American Council of... One second, because I can see well without my glasses. Of the Labor Council of Latin America Advancement, LACLA, I'm proud to say that we are the first national organization to represent the view of not only Latino trade unionists, but all Latino workers seeking justice at the workplace. LACLA provides a voice for Latino working families nationally. In this effort, LACLA works in coalition with other leading Hispanic organizations to maximize support for economic and social policies that are essential to advancing the interests of the Hispanic. LACLA also works with this organization to combat legislation that poses a threat to the Latino community. In agreement with our guiding principles, I'm here to announce our sincere determination to join this fight until we secure a status of dignity and respect for all undocumented immigrants living in this country. Let it be heard loud and clear. Our struggle will continue until the rights of more than 2 million children and 11 million adults are safeguarded with a piece of legislation that provides them with a legal status and a path to citizenship. The current criminalization of immigrant workers and their families is far from helping to solve the present situation. It is worse. Congressman Jens Sensenbrenner, through his bill H.R. 4437, reveals to what extent xenophobic, racist and conservative ideals are in control of the policy promoted by the Bush administration and the United States Congress. Regardless of the proven fact that this law is against the very same principles embedded in the United States Constitution that call for the government to protect people's human and civil rights, the evil forces behind it are the same that kept their mouths shut when the so-called Minutemen attacked and killed some of our brothers and sisters crossing the border. They are the same evil forces behind the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, and the Pentagon promoting the ugliest obstruction of justice and the most gruesome act against our civil liberties here in this country and abroad. Having said that, brothers and sisters, let us be clear. The anti-immigrant forces need to be defeated. We have to build the strongest and broader alliance ever to bring the United States back to its roots. Compañeras y compañeros, don't be fooled. The enemy that we face is the same. Look around. Exploitation, regardless of the shape, form, or style, is the same. See the suffering of the immigrant workers and compare it with the workers underpaid by Walmart. Go around and check on how the rights of thousands of people have been violated on behalf of the safeguarding the country in the fight against terrorism, and compare it with the criminalization that occurs daily against undocumented immigrants. By defeating the H.R. 4437, we will be awakening the Bush agenda. LACLA calls on each and every one of us to demand the full legalization of all undocumented living in the United States. While we continue lobbying, demonstrating, organizing, picketing, and contacting elected officials to support our request for amnesty for all the undocumented, we must rally behind the ads presented by Senator Ted Kennedy and John McClain, the Assure American and other immigration ads contain various provisions that are worth to support, especially the issue of temporary visa, the family reunification, covering for the cost borne. I just want to say that we have to keep the example of Chicago on March 10th. We have to mobilize ourselves and in support to our undocumented workers. Let us stay strong, walk in one direction, and together let's fight to defeat racism. ¡Sí se puede!
So we're really, really, really pressed of time. If we can actually solve the flight controls, I'm sure everyone is agitated because we are being criminalized, but we have to do what we have to do today. So anyway, we have a next performers, and it's a group performers from the Philippines called Kinding Sindaw, and there's two girls who are going to dance, and after this, there's one unity hymn. And then we're gonna close out.
Before you go, I just want to say the March of Brooklyn is at 11 a.m. in Patman Plaza. And this is...
Oh, give me a second. Thank you. Yeah. So it's at 11 a.m. because no one knows what time. The train station is J Station. You get off and you go to Patman Plaza. And the idea is that it's going to be a big... the first rally or the second rally, but New York is kind of behind in rallies and protests in demonstrations. So I invite you, if someone wants the information through the email, I will ask them to send you the information through email. Otherwise, it's at 11 a.m. in Cadman Plaza. We're going to go from Brooklyn Bridge to the 26th Federal Plaza. Thank you. Next Saturday, for, April 1st. Next Saturday. Yes, for the people... April 1st. And the people who doesn't know how to go to Brooklyn, we can reunite here in front of the school at 9 a.m. in Queens. Thank you.
If you have flyer, just tell people that you have flyer. We're calling Kinding Sindaw.
Ok, les hemos dado una hojita a María, por favor. Está, es el himno de la unidad. Parémonos y vamos a cantar todos antes de que nos vayamos y después vamos a atender a las niñas que van a bailar. No nos vayamos y antes de salir es importante que cantemos. Y el compañero Jorge Rendero nos va a dirigir.
Bueno, cantemos todos.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. Se tiene que cantar que vamos a triunfar. Avanzan ya banderas de unidad y tú vendrás marchando junto a mí y así verás.
Vendrá a conquistar nuestra felicidad y en un clamor mil voces de combate se alzarán, dirán canción de libertad, con decisión la patria vencerá. Ahora el pueblo que se alza en la lucha con voz de gigante gritando adelante, el pueblo,
unido,
jamás será vencido,
el pueblo, unido,
jamás será vencido,
la patria
está forjando la unidad, de norte a sur se movilizará, y tren zarzar, ardiente mineral, del bosque astral. Unidos en la lucha y el trabajo irá, la ansia te aventurará, con paso mayor anuncia el porvenir. Pie cantad, el pueblo va a triunfar, millones ya de unión en la verdad, de acero son, ardiente batallón, sus manos van llevando la justicia y la razón, mujer, con fuego y con valor, ya estás aquí junto al trabajador. Ahora el pueblo que se alza en la lucha con voz de gigante, gritando adelante, el pueblo unido, ha vencido, el pueblo unido. Jamás será vencido.
For your participation today, and remember that the struggle continues. And I'm going to disagree a little bit with my friend Jose Peralta, but I would like to say this: Senators Schumer and Clinton, they are not doing a proper job representing the immigrant community. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that. And we have to continue pressuring them because they have to do a proper job. So far, they have not met with us, the immigrant communities of color. They met already with the Irish community, but they have not participating with us. So we have to remember that.
Okay, so this is it for the day. So give all of you, give yourself a round of applause. Thanks for coming out and for struggling with us in making sure that we can have a just legalization. Lastly, we want to thank people who make this event possible. We want to thank PS212 for allowing us to use this space. And also, we have a lot of volunteers. There's actually childcare, and they're from Immigrant Justice Solidarity Project, and they're sort of like coordinating all the logistical effort for today. Also, let's thank people who, you know, put their heart into cooking delicious food so that we can have food for today. I hope, and people who are also making sure that we can have a peace, even though we are under attack. We have people who are doing a security, and as you can tell, they are all wearing white shirts. And so we should give them a round of applause. So again, thank you. See you soon.